From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha, aloha kākou. So glad you're here with us today for Nā Kai e Walu. Ka ho'one panoke.
Aloha kakahiaka kākou to all of our ohana out there on throughout our archipelago of Hawaiian Islands. It's so wonderful to be back here at Nā Kai e Walu after a short time away. But anyhow, aloha to all the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, and of course Oahu and Hawaii Island.
All the islands that you're not on today.
Yes, that I'm not on.
Vicky Holtokamine is here, of course, with your
aloha
cup of tea.
Aloha kakahiaka, yes. Momaki tea this morning is wonderful. So aloha kakahiaka, archipelago. Wow, that's more than two syllables.
Yes, archipelago.
You know, it's kopa. Ko pai aina, ko Hawaii pai aina.
Ko Hawaii pai aina, yes.
Yeah, okay.
What's that?
It means the archipelago.
The archipelago of islands.
Okay, thank you. So ko Hawaii pai aina, got more syllables. It's even more impressive, you know.
It is, I love
it. It is. Hawaiian language is more impressive anyhow.
So how you been, Kaone?
You know, it's been a whirlwind, I think, but I haven't been here for a couple of weeks now. But I've been doing good work out there and with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and doing our statewide meetings on our new legislative initiative called Kana'i Aupuni. So it's been received very well so far, and looking forward to taking it out again in the second round. But it's just been, you know, all of the traveling and then plus
how's
the
it feeling
different
out
events.
There, neighbor islands?
You know, the feeling is really good. You know, feeling is really good. And one of these weeks on the show, we'll bring on our new chief operating officer for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which is Stanton Inamoto, and to discuss our new strat plan as well. So I think we're well on our way.
Well, today we've got some terrific guests we'd like to share with you. We can't wait from Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. And look, you guys.
Wow.
The new
one from Ho'okena. This is the one with President Obama on it. Yeah,
we're going to hear this. And it's all coming up today. Stay with us on Nā Kai e Walu. It's brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop on your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
My heart does a tango with every little move you make. I love you like a mango. Wish we could make it every day. I want you to drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. My nights will be so lonely. If ever you should choose to go,
to go.
I live just like a zombie,
zombie,
with very little love to show. I want you to drop,
baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Some call it aloha. I call it love. Some say it's a yearning to have someone. Say what you want to, I don't really care. The islands are calling, calling me there. Kahelena oia puai akoia ke popo he mai nei yauka yauka hoina u e volea. Lay my wife.
beautiful morning for a cup of tea together, right, Vicky?
It is. It's great. We'll learn all about mamaki in a minute.
We will, with our special guest. Here on Nakai Evalu, we're welcoming to the kitchen table this morning, Michael Bernardini, community outreach organizer for Ahahui La'aulapa'au.
Aloha e kakaiaka.
Welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu. But, you know, Michael and I know each other from before.
How?
Oh, well, Auntie Vicky, I had the pleasure of...
pleasure. Love that.
I had the pleasure of taking Auntie Vicky for a hula. Not once, not twice, but ekolu. Ekolu time.
Ekolu time. At the University of Hawaii.
At the University
was
of Hawaii.
Tough?
At Manoa. Was she tough? Oh.
Not even.
Nah. She just wanted the best out of us. Yeah. She knew how to get the best out of us.
Whatever it takes.
No, he was a great student. Wonderful to have him. And I'm glad to see that you're doing wonderful things at UNH Manoa.
Oh, yes. Mahalo, mahalo.
Okay, so tell us about Ahahui La'aulapa'au.
How we know La'aulapa'au today is just putting plants' uses into practice, yeah, medicinally.
Okay, I'm going to help him out. What does La'au mean?
Well, La'au is, like, everything would be considered La'au as far as, like, plant life or life. Is la'au.
La'au are plants and related to the botanical, if you want to talk about botanical use of plants, is la'au, lapa'au. And how we apply that medicinally for ourselves, for healing, for traditional cultural practice. I want to ask you how you got into it.
So how did I began gaining knowledge in la'au, lapa'aus from the earliest age, from my grandmother, my tutu wahine, on my father's side. Her family is from Naples, Italy, and so she pretty much put it into our heads that you don't need a doctor. Everybody could be their own doctor. So as long as you stay true to what you know, you can get yourself through pretty much any ailment.
Gee, okay. That a bit of wisdom from Italy is coming to flower here in Hawaii. We'll find out more from Michael Bernardini, community outreach organizer for Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. Learn about medicinal uses of Hawaiian plants here today on Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
If I could, I'd like to be a great big movie star. Overnight sensation. Drive a big expensive car. I would buy you everything your little heart desires. Cause I'm stone in love with you. If I was a businessman, I'd sit behind the desk. I'd be so successful, I would scare Wall Street to death. I would to let them know I did it all, cause I'm stone in love with you.
just a man, an average man, doing everything the best I can. But if I could, I'd give the world to you. I'd like to someday be the owner of the first house on the moon. There will be no neighbors and no population boom. You might say that all I do is dream my life away. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. It's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, and that's for you, our dear friends in Hilo today. And speaking of dear friends, there's this word that keeps propping up all over bumper stickers and everything, ohana. What does that mean in your concept?
Ohana is family. But I will say that sometimes I think when you see the word ohana, I mean, it's just being used all over the place, that I always begin to wonder, do people really understand what that word means? Because with the word ohana, and yeah, literally it means family, but there's kuleana that comes with that word. There is responsibility. So for me, it's more important to, okay, if you know what ohana means, then, but you also know the responsibility it brings to you.
Well, the oha come is a term, it comes from, the base root of ohana comes from oha, which is the offshoot of the kalo plant. So we all know that we, as Native Hawaiians, descend from the taro, from kalo, from haloa, lau kapalili. So the oha is that little offshoot that comes off of the mother plant. And you've got all of these little offshoots that come off of that big mother plant that can make other families. You take that, you plant it, you start a new family. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes from. So the oha, adding the na to it, makes it family.
Relationships are what we're talking about here on Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho urumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Cheryl Octavio, a business banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. There are several ways an employee can commit fraud. One common form of fraud, especially for small business owners, is a cashier scheme known as sweethearting. This type of fraud involves a cashier who purposely avoids ringing up all the merchandise and an accomplice who walks out of the store without paying for all the items. Some cashiers may even cover the barcode with their hand and pretend to scan the item, making the fraud difficult to spot on a surveillance video. Knowing about and being able to detect these types of schemes will help protect your business.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
ai tomi tomi ai ko ki kalala inelu ai ko ihu ele panila ai kani ai ko aka henela ana wi pa uma di ki kamanela Ahea ke noa e kauli o houla
Life is good, huh? Especially on the weekend. Hawaiian Star with Nakai Evalu. Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here. And our very special guest, Michael Bernardini, Community Outreach Organizer for Ahahui La'au Lapa'au.
Yes, yes.
From Italy.
Oh, no. The last name is from Italy, yes.
I have a question. So, Michael, as being involved with Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. So do you folks have membership of cultural practitioners that actually provide that that information? Or how does that Ahahui work and function?
Well, the Aha was started from students of Levon Ohai out of Kamakakua Kalani, the Center for Hawaiian Studies at UH Manoa.
Uh-huh.
And so he's our foundation. So everything that we kind of add on to it, it's still seen through the light of Levon Ohai and like I said, the foundation that he has laid for us. And so we're all kind of growing out of that. And so no matter what we come in contact with, our roots are still in his foundation. So Levon Ohai is.
And now Levon is from Kauai, the island of Kauai, and he flies into Oahu to hold classes at the University of Hawaii in La'au Lapa'au. Currently, the university has what, 4 classes?
Yes, we have 4 classes. They have the beginning, which is the 285 and the UH numbers, and then we have the 2 advanced classes, which would be 385 and 45, and then we also have a 487, which is the
independent kind of study, or is that just?
Oh no, that's the aquatics.
Oh, aquatics.
That's the all of our aquatics.
What are some plants that you use every day? Let's say that.
I use ni'oi every day.
What's that?
Ni'oi is, I guess, would be considered chili pepper. It's the Hawaiian chili pepper. How do I use it? Any number of ways. I surf a lot, so I get little reef cuts here and there. And so I make tinctures, which is a concentrate of the chili pepper or the ni'oi. And just apply the ni'oi directly to a cut. And it'll
pain.
It helps to coagulate the blood. Oh. So to stop the flow of the blood outside of the muscle and the skin. And also to bring fresh blood to the area so that it can form a scab.
So
it's like mercurial comb.
Oh. Yeah, so now you get the ni'oi, Michael, so you get the ni'oi and you grind it?
It all depends on the situation.
I'll tell you why I'm interested in this, because I am a dialysis patient
for
8 years. And always, at the end of my treatment, after 4.5 hours, the one problem that we have a lot of times is the constant bleeding, of it. So if I was to get chili pepper, break it off and put it on my where I have the injection and where the blood is coming, then it would work.
It would work. That's one way of applying it.
Very good.
But I think that's maybe something that we can ask you folks, La'au Lapa'au, to work on.
Okay.
Yeah, we could use it in dialysis.
Oh, I am.
We're learning about medicinal uses of plants here from Michael Bernardini. He's with Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, and we've got more on that coming up on Nakai Evalu.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Searched the whole world through.
All right, big shout out to everybody involved in the Ironman Triathlon World Championships going on right now in Kona. You guys go. Mahalo for your company. Everyone around the kitchen table this morning, the rest of us, it's Nakai Evalu with Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking with Michael Bernardini from Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. Medicinal plants.
Thanks for having me this morning.
He used to come to class on his skateboard.
Bandaged up.
Yeah. Good. So we're going to ask you, you know, what does the organization do?
Well, my part in the organization is kind of to set up outreach into the community to get the AHA, not just the AHA's name out there, Ahahui La'au Lapa'au's name, but to get the community, I guess, exposed to what's around them and just how to use it. So the latest project that we had was we were planting some medicinal plants up at Halau Kumana, the public charter school up in Makiki Heights. And so we were helping them out. They were looking to do some landscaping, and I have done some work up there before on a substitute level and as an educational assistant. And they were looking to do some landscaping, and we kind of discussed with Mickey Huihui, who is the community outreach organizer of Halau Kumana. And we kind of tossed around the idea of making it a La'au Lapa'au. And so that's what we went with. We planted some ihi and some ilima. Maya pilo, which is not used very often nowadays and it's rarely seen.
What is that?
Maya pilo is it's kind of a small shrub, but in Ikovakihiko it was used for muscle and bones. So if you, which was practiced, lua was practiced, so if you broke a bone, you had to know how to set the bone. And in order to, once you set the bone, you needed la'au lapa'au to help the bone heal. And so maya pilo was used in a poultice form. To help bones and muscles heal.
So in the practice of lua, which is Hawaiian, sort of, I guess you could call
martial
it Hawaiian
arts.
Martial arts, one of the first things you learn is how to heal the injuries that you incur or you place on other people so that you can heal. You got to learn healing first before you can break somebody's bones. You got to learn how to fix it. Mm. So in the practice of that, we find that the La'au Lapa'au practitioners came out of the lua practice.
Fascinating.
How long has the Ahahui been going?
Well, actually, the Ahahui was just started in the spring semester of last year, so spring 2009. We just started. I believe it was April. I guess we got chartered April 2009.
Great.
So just a couple of months. We're just making moves, trying to get our name out there, and trying to get you know, the community excited about. The possibility of healing yourself and not having to worry about
The beauty about being up at Kamakakua Kalani. So do you folks access or plant right down at the lo'i, right? That's below the school, right?
Oh yeah.
Center for Hawaiian Studies. I mean, that's where your backyard is.
Yes.
So a lot of, they have practical, I mean, they go outside and do practice.
Traditional Hawaiian uses for plants right here in our backyard. You're hearing about it on Nakai Evalu. We're brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Like a vine, ho'olana e ikawai.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning. Big aloha to the Master Gardeners at UH Urban Garden Center. It's the second Saturday, so they got their monthly greenhouse open house happening from 9 till noon. out there attached to the Home Depot parking lot in Pearl City. It is totally free. They want to teach you how to grow herbs and everything right on your lanai or in a pot on the counter. And we're talking about plants today here on Nakai Evalu, medicinal uses of Hawaiian plants, special with some guys from Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. So stick around.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Right on, right on. Hey, that's for you, our visitors to the islands today. Welcome, and thank you for finding us here on Nā Kai e Walu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Ka ho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa. And our guest with us right now at the kitchen table, Jaredyn Choi. He's director at large for Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, trying to spread the word about Hawaiian medicinal plants.
So, Jaredyn, how did you get involved in this, and where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Pauwa'a, and I got involved this summer. I took the beginning class of La'au Lapa'au at the University of Hawaii, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I just loved it immediately, and I heard about the Ahahui, so I knew that was something I wanted to be a part of, just so that I could have as much La'au Lapa'au in my life as possible.
What did you love about the class?
One of the first things that grabbed me was the spirituality of it. I wanted to make sure that I found a kahuna to train under that made sure that was an important part of their practice. And, I mean, I've always been interested in it since I was a little kid. I had an opportunity to go learn it when I was 13 that I passed up because I didn't appreciate it. And so I felt like La'au was just waiting for me to finally open the door and walk in. And so this summer I did that. And now that I'm on the other side, it's just so exciting and I can't learn enough, fast enough. Like, I just love it.
Great.
Who are you studying with?
I'm studying under Kahuna Lewanohai at UH Manoa.
Yeah, so let's talk about what kahuna means, because I think some of our people in the audience may not understand what kahuna, and huna meaning hidden, and ka meaning the hidden. And for us as, or kahu, taken from the word kahu, also the root, kahu is a leader, an expert, but it's also someone who serves their people. So when we look at a kahu compared to, like, I'm going to compare that to our political leaders, because we've had this discussion between me and Kaho'one. What do we look at in a leader? And we look at the kahu as being a leader, but the kahu also has kuleana to serve. And kahuna then are those that know the secrets behind. You can have medication, but you don't know the pule that goes with it. And you don't know...
Which is the prayer.
Right, the prayer. And you don't know all of the practices that go along with that application of medication.
Very much so, yes.
So let's take a plant. Maybe at our next break, we're going to talk to you about, you know, a plant that's really important, because I don't think we have really enough time to talk about that right here at this break. But maybe you can share some of the things that you have been doing as part of this class?
Well, immediately from even when I took this class this summer, I started using plants. My family became my guinea pigs.
How do you start?
Well, one of the first ones, because I'm really concerned about my mom's health is something that I'm concerned about. So I've been paying attention to the specific la'au that will address the issues that she's facing. And one great, for instance, was when one morning, I usually take her to the bus stop in the morning, and she hadn't gotten up yet. And so I went to check, and she just looked ill. And she said her ear was sore. So I immediately went, grabbed an olena root, which is turmeric, grated it, juiced it, dropped it into her ear. Within 20 minutes, you could see it in her face that she was feeling better. And by the end of that day, after a second dose, she was completely fine.
We're learning about Hawaiian medicinal plants and their uses today, with particularly here, Jaredyn Choi, Director at Large with Ahahui La'au Lapa'au. You're listening to Nā Kai e Walu.
Maulipu wa no
Kai Evalu, sending aloha to all the storytellers in town for the Talk Story Festival tonight, 6 to 9, and tomorrow, 6 to 8:30 at McCoy Pavilion. Hey, you guys are great. Today on the Kai Evalu, Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and Jared and Choi is with us. He's director at large with Ahahui La'au Lapa'au.
And what an exciting show this is. It turned out to be. I mean, with
about Hawaiian medicinal plants,
great people, young people here.
I was going to say they're all young.
Yes.
This is the next generation of La'au Lapa'au, Nami La'au Lapa'au.
Brother, tell me now. You know that. I'm sure you know in your studies that diabetes is a very critical disease amongst our Native Hawaiian people. Through your work with La'au Lapa'au, do you have something that you can share with our audience that would help people who are diabetic or who are experiencing kidney failure, or which is caused by high blood pressure or diabetes?
I mean, it's definitely diabetes is one of my focuses because I know it's something that's plaguing our people. So it's something I paid attention to. I mean, the plant that you would use is koko'olau, which is something that our kupuna have drank in as tea for millennia. But, in the proper dosing and doing it frequently enough is how you would cleanse your system. Mm. But even beyond that, La'au Lapa'au is not as simple as just using the plant. Auntie Vicky talked about the pules that are important. But then you also have to talk about cleanses that need to accompany the plant uses so that we can start from a clean slate.
I see.
So we can cleanse out your system, let the plant do its job, and start anew. And then after that, you would want to do a lifestyle change for the things that brought on the diabetes, because you don't want to have to just go back to it again. And, the plant can only do so much for you.
So it's your diet, too.
Yes, very much so.
And I think that's what, the La'au Lapa'au classes also teach. This whole new generation of young people are coming into their own and having a new way of looking at how they care for themselves.
Preventive medicine, yeah.
How can people find out more, then, about this whole subject?
Well, they can contact us on our website. It's ahalapa'au.org. And then we have a website over there, and you can contact us if you want to become a member or anything like that. And
are they only university students that are members?
Not at all. Anybody in the community that want to be a part of it. There's actually other practitioners who have joined our Ahahui.
It's my cut.
Yeah, and share their mana'o.
And you're statewide, so they can live on any island and
yes,
communicate with you through computer.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah,
that's great.
I want to thank Kyoki for sending me all of you. And we have to give a shout out to him because
yes.
I sent an email to him. I said, Kyoki, come be a guest. And look at all these great young Native Hawaiian young practitioners of La'au Lapa'au in this next generation. Fabulous.
We're finding out about Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, the Hawaiian Herbal Medicine Society. And you can find out more at our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we're brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hilo, such a rainy old town, I listen to the rain come down. Don't it fall so free? Take a walk in the rain. wash away your pain. You can start all over with me.
Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, cool.
that's for you, Kailua. Thank you so much for listening. And we're thinking about the cool uplands of Koke'e today. Eoe e Malani I Alakai Festival's happening. It commemorates Queen Emma's visit to Koke'e in 1871. So they're going to have hula up there and a lot of celebrating there on the meadows at Koke'e. And right after this, we'll hear something from the brand new Ho'okena CD. It is the song that was written to honor President Barack Obama.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho urumai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit mobipcs.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or mobipcs.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Start your Saturday with Aloha, Nā Kai E Valu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you. My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us, grateful for the trust you've bestowed, mindful of the sacrifices borne by our ancestors. Maluhi ai ka puhalahi na no ka punahou Ki I lei aloha e mili mili na ka hulu kupuna Ua hana e ia pa ameka I ke kupono Anoha, anoha mai I ka lono Ua kau
Eko e ma e ele o la lihi a kau Ki
ho'okumehanai kapu iki o ke aloha. Mena leu ilangi makamai kapili au au. Kavele lau o ka honua, ake akua lani e kia ia mala mamau. Aloha, aloha, vai I ka lono, ua kau e ke kamai ka ni.
Precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness.
That feels just right. Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o every Saturday morning right here. You're catching it on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And we've got Blaine Benavides with us. He's a board member from Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, an organization, a new hui of people, is trying to put out the story about Hawaiian medicinal plants. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Blaine was also a student of mine at the University of Hawaii. He did not come in on a skateboard, though.
No,
I don't think he
did. I didn't have the coordination for that. So,
but he was good. He was a good haumana anyway.
Haumana.
Great. Yeah, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh,
good.
It's an honor to be here. Aloha, yeah. Hawaii.
So, but also Blaine's been at the Center for Hawaiian Studies for, is your degree in Hawaiian Studies, or what's your, what are your major?
Yes, actually, I'm currently in the master's program for Hawaiian Studies.
So oh, wonderful.
Working on it. Yeah,
yeah. That's it. That's why
you're
like
part of the. That's the new class, yeah?
I'm.
Or is it the first class?
No, actually, I think we're in our fourth or fifth year, and I'm a second year right now.
You're a second year. Great.
What really grabbed you about this subject of medicinal plants, La'au Lapa'au?
Well, I think a lot of things gravitated me toward it, being that through the healing arts, we're able to empower people to better further their lives. Also, we at the Ahahui have spiritual components and tend to believe that greater forces other than ourselves bring us closer to the works that we are afforded to aid people with, so...
I think that's a really important aspect of La'au Lapa'au, in that the application is a real different mana'o composed to Western medicine. You'll go to a doctor and the doctor will give you medicine and you just take it and then you think, you know, it's supposed to work. Well, you know, even with my auntie is Marie Place, yeah, from Molokai. And she raised all of her 9 children without going to the doctor at all. She's what considered a really fine La'au Lapa'au master. But there's always pule or prayer in the application of any medication. So there's no just take the medicine and go home. There's pule when you prepare, pule when you apply, and pule throughout the healing process.
The spiritual aspect of healing. also a part of La'au Lapa'au. We're talking about Hawaiian medicinal plants this morning on Nā Kai e Walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Na, 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 na.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hei ka mo o lelo pōko, e miki ka pāhinu o Hawaii nei. Chukuchuku mai la, chukuchuku mai la, ko e hua kumaki ala. Heia ka mo o lelo pōko, lelo ki ka pāhinu o Hawaii nei. Chukuchuku mai la, chukuchuku mai la, ko e hua kumaki ala. Ka huru I ke ala hau, hai wai loku. Ka huru I
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holtakamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest right now talking with us about Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, Hawaiian medicinal plants. We've got Blaine Benavides. Welcome, oh, Blaine.
Aloha. Thank you very so much. This is the time of the day where we share an Olelo No'eau, and I like to invite my guests to, if you have a favorite one or if the organization has one. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to share with our listening audience.
Okay. Well, Arkumu, Levano Hai, he definitely uses a particular plant for an analogy when talking about healers and talking about the healing experience. And that analogy is found in an Olelo No'eau, and it's called He'a'ali'i kumakani mayau, ohimakani nanai kula'i. And the translation would be, I am a wind-resisting a'ali'i, no gale can push me over. So even in the face of adversity, a healer is, through the gifts, the spiritual gifts that they've been given, is required to stand strong and provide for others so that others may stand strong as well.
Excellent.
That is an excellent Olelo No'eau, yes.
Yeah. And as it's applied to the field of work that you're engaged in right now at the Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, these are the wise words and the sayings and proverbs of our kupuna that have been passed down from generation to generation. And our Olelo No'eau is brought to you by OEPCS.
Oh,
e ku suiti tampilina a lilinoe.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ni e ka aina e pola ni ma.
Paolo, for your company today around the kitchen table. It's been another Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu.
A great Saturday morning. It's great to be back.
So
with
glad
both
you're
you and
here.
Vicky.
Yes.
And all of you listeners out there. And Kauai Rose, did you say shout out to her last week?
I did.
Okay. Very good.
But aloha to all my haumana who are going to be up at Queen Emma Festival at Koke'e.
All right. Thinking about them. And thanking all of our guests today who, from Ahahui La'au Lapa'au, who came and told us so much about Hawaiian medicinal plants. Michael, Blaine, Jaredon, right on. Thank you, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And please give Ke Oki our wonderful aloha and your kumu. Mahalo.
Levan Ohai.
Yes.
From Kauai, too, by the way.
And for sharing all of you with us.
Thank you. Vicky Holt Takamine. Kaho'one Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and mahalo nui to our technical director, producer, and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. It's been great. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. It's brought to you with much aloha every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Cheryl Octavio, a business banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. There are several ways an employee can commit fraud. One common form of fraud, especially for small business owners, is a cashier scheme known as sweethearting. This type of fraud involves a cashier who purposely avoids ringing up all the merchandise and an accomplice who walks out of the store without paying for all the items. Some cashiers may even cover the barcode with their hand and pretend to scan the item, making the fraud difficult to spot on a surveillance video. Knowing about and being able to detect these types of schemes will help protect your business.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.